Shireen, what do you do? Help a brother out here.
Okay, here goes. I am a laughter and happiness professor.
No.
Yes.
No.
Absolutely.
There was
I teach people how to laugh and be happy for a living.
No. Yesterday was the International Day of Happiness.
Yes.
And I heard, oh man, I should have saw this coming. Producer Pietrus, you see, he makes me happy when he does this. Oh, I heard a clip of, I think there was a clip of you chatting about the International Day of Happiness. And I think you're a massive advocate for every day being a day of happiness of some sort. It's amazing because you and I share a very similar intention when it comes to our jobs. And I'm loving this. So let's start off from the basics. How does one become a person who is, what, a professor of laughter and happiness? Can I say that?
Yes, absolutely. So my background is in psychology. So the person who guessed a psychologist was partially right. And then my training came from a doctor in India called Dr. Madan Kataria, who I went to study with, who came up with the idea of something called laughter yoga, which is where we use laughter in order to make us happy. So we learn how to laugh as a tool to make us happy, not because we are happy. And then I combine that, my business is called Laughter Coaching, and I combine that with different happiness skills from UC Berkeley and from Yale University on how to choose happiness, bring more happiness into your life, get rid of anxiety, be resilient, cope with stress, and just generally have more fun.
Oh, okay. Immediately the WhatsApp line is going crazy. Like, how do I hire her? Please help her, help us, help our company, help our things. I'm going to get there. Just give me a second. You know, this is what I love about having a show that is more of a collective than actually a show, is that people love weighing in and just trying to get the details whenever there's an access point to some information or resource. I love this. But
that's amazing that you provide it for them.
But it's important. Do you think I was going to sit behind this microphone and say, hi, I'm the star, Carl, you have to listen to me. No, I think a shared platform is the only one that will ever be effective. That's the bottom line.
And your choice of song, We Care, was so amazing because when people feel happier, they feel better within themselves, they really do care less about what people think and care more about others.
That's why I'm an advocate for, especially when I go around to high schools and I do talks, I always have this thing I say that you need to focus on the screen that matters, and that's the mirror. And I love it when people fall in love with themselves. And have the best time with themselves, and they feel happy and they laugh with themselves. It's the best thing. But now you are trained by somebody that is a guru when it comes to this sentiment. And I know it sounds a bit fake it till you make it, but there is something in a practice, making happiness and laughter a practice, as opposed to it'll only happen when I'm in the mood for it. Why can't we be in control of those triggers for positivity, as opposed to always being affected by the triggers of negativity? I've never understood the human condition in that way. And maybe you can weigh in on that for us in terms of recoding our minds to access triggers of the positive as opposed to the negative.
That's a really good point. You know that science has shown that we have about 35,000 different choices we make every single day. And basically, it's about having an awareness to choose to be happy, because happiness, we think, is something that we should just be. It should be a state of being. And when we're not happy, we're upset. Why am I not feeling happy? Why am I not experiencing the life that I want to live?
Yes.
But in actual fact, just in the same way that you would go on a diet or you would train for a marathon or you would learn to become an accountant, you have to put effort into it. And the same thing goes with happiness. If you want to be happy, you have to make a conscious choice to get out of the negativity bias, to cultivate a positive mindset, and most definitely to laugh more. And the amazing thing with the laughter that I teach is that we do it in the form of an exercise, because amazingly enough, the brain cannot tell the difference between fake and real laughter. And basically what happens is when we laugh, the brain releases all of our feel-good chemicals like endorphins and serotonin and our motivating drug dopamine and opiates, which is a chemical cousin to the drug opium.
Yes.
And we have access to that anytime we want. in our own brains for free just by doing these exercises. And the cool thing is that laughter is contagious. So the minute you start doing it, even if you're faking it, the brain doesn't know the difference and releases the chemicals, but generally it becomes real and it becomes contagious. And then you feel great, you feel lighter, you feel happier, and then you can, when you're in that frame of mind, you then can deal with your challenges in a far more effective way.
Let's bake the noodle even more. Why do you think that all of the most successful sitcoms of our time have been taped in front of a live studio audience? It means we've been given cue points to laugh, even without us knowing. We have been given triggers of positivity.
Exactly. It's called mirror neurons. When you see or hear somebody laughing, automatically your brain copies and does a similar thing. So you'll find you'll walk into a room and people might be giggling and you'll just start smiling. You'll have no idea why,
yes,
but you'll just do that because that's the way humans are programmed. And just as you said, why do we only get happy or laugh when we're in the mood? If you look at a human being, we've been given eyes and nose and ears all for a reason, heart, lungs. We don't use them when we're in the mood. We use them because we need them for life.
Yes.
But the same goes with laughter, is that every human being has the ability to laugh. Yet we've conditioned ourselves that it's silly and stupid, and we must only do it when we're in the mood. But it's really as essential to life as your heart beating or using your ears or your eyes.
I'm giving you like the snaps here. I'm giving the applause. This is exactly what I've always tried to advocate for. But can I tell you something that I've been greeted with sometimes?
Yes.
I've been greeted with a negative response to it. I've been greeted with like, it's impossible for you to be happy all the time, Carl. I've also been greeted with somebody who works in very close vicinity to me telling me that I am somebody who is toxically positive.
So I think there's a difference between toxic positivity, which is being happy in the face of anything,
yes,
and generally just being happy and having a positive outlook in life. So
yeah,
we all get challenges. That is just life. And we grow through those challenges. But having a positive mindset means when I have a fight with someone, when I have an argument, when I go through something, is that I can look at it and instead of having a negative slant towards it, is say, what did I learn from it? How can I grow from it? How can I react differently next time? But you definitely cannot be happy 24 hours a day. But
no,
cultivating that positive mindset certainly helps. And remember always, happiness is not jumping up and down going hip hip hooray
exactly
all day. It's a feeling inside that goes, I've got this. I can do this. Even though life is going to throw me curveballs, I can cope. I've got this. I can deal with it. I'm resilient for the bad times. And then also, very importantly, is being present. You know, when we think about things in the future, it makes us anxious.
Yeah.
When we think about things that have happened in the past, we get depressed. But when you're in the present moment, it's a lot easier to feel the joy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people need to start doing, is getting out of their heads a little and experiencing being present and enjoying that moment.
It's so lovely that you say that, because I've been sort of conjuring this saying and I've been sharing it with people, and I think not many people have taken it in, because I think the practical tools to do it, there's a lot more to it. But I love telling people, get out of your head and into your life.
Absolutely. And that's the power of laughter, is that you can,
yes,
say get out of your head, and you can say have positive affirmations, and you can look at yourself in the mirror every day going, I'm so happy, when you're not. And your brain, your cognitive brain goes, what a load of nonsense. But the power of using laughter as a mechanism is that it instantly changes the way you feel.
Yeah.
And then when you feel okay, you feel lighter, it's then easier to change what you're thinking.
I am so inspired, and I'm really happy I met you. It's a what
me
do you do? It is a blind side, but I feel like there's such great energy, and I would love to chat to you more about this. I know that I could chat to you all day about this same topic, but please, we're keeping your number on speed dial. People need you more than ever now. I've actually just checked out your LinkedIn. I'm sorry, I had to while you were talking. And I'm seeing TED Talks over here. I'm seeing so many great companies who have benefited from your just wonderful energy and your influence in terms of your knowledge. I think more people need you. So, Professor of laughter and happiness. What is your surname, Shireen? That's all I got. Shireen?
My surname is Richter.
It makes sense.
R-I-C-H-T-E-R. Oh. And my company is called Laughter Coaching. And I'm actually going to be in Cape Town in a week.
So what?
If there is anyone who wants to laugh with me or companies who would like that, I will be in Cape Town next week.
Do you know that you're coming to the studio? I'm saying, you know. I don't know if you know that you're coming to.
Oh, no, I don't. But I'd be very happy to come.
Yeah,
and
yeah. You're coming straight to the studio. No, no. I'm telling you now. You can't say no. It's live now. You can't lie.
Okay.
That's
I will be there.
Don't be anti-happy now. Like, you need to come through and make everybody happy. Thanks a lot. This is great. And the reason why your surname is Richter is because sometimes people need an earthquake of positive influence. And that is you. The Richter scale
Absolutely.
Is here.
I'm a 10 on the scale of laughter.
Yes,
on the Richter scale.
You are a 10, Shireen. Don't forget it. Come on.
Thank you
so
that
much. This
wonderful.
Has been, you are wonderful. I'll see you soon in the flesh. Shireen, in What Do You Do? Is a professor of laughter and happiness. And I think you're going to want to be in the studio. You know, I might actually have a studio audience for this. Get everybody laughing. I think it'll be fantastic. It'll be wonderful. So it's going to be great. Oh, I'm inspired. I hope you are too on Human Rights Day. And don't forget, you have the right to be happy.